you want to do something. I can see that. Yes. Thank you. I want to thank. Oh my God! This is the highest artistic craftsmanship in making garlands. And lavender is there. Hare Krishna. Yes. So we have gone through 4 days of intense work, and it shows on your faces and in your bodies. But it also shows on your souls. Yes, the faces maybe look very serious, because we all confront it where there is room for improvement in our lives. The bodies looked a little bit more bent over because we were sitting a lot. Yes, that shows on the body and the faces. But your souls have an effulgence which is unusual for normal people. It's extraordinary. There are, I think, devotees amongst us who are able to read these things. And one came to me yesterday and said, "I don't know. I don't want to speak about it. But it seems to me that you also have some ideas and see things. Devotees look so different. What did you do with them?" And I said very firmly, and I want to repeat it here, it's not my doing or our other presenters, Danuda Swami, is doing. What you experience has to do with your relationship to Krishna and how much you are investing in this relationship. And most of you, if not all of you, I believe all of you, have significantly gone through deep investments in your relationships. And I think when you shared with your partners or your buddies in the sharing sessions or sharing times, it was clear that, yes, you came to your limits at times. You felt like, let me check out if there is a ferry which goes to the mainland and everything. And then you thought, oh no, I mean, this would not be good. And it's such a nice environment, you know, and it's paradise here. But the mind and the body were definitely challenged at times. But I like to repeat this again and again. If you keep on doing the same things and keep on thinking the same thoughts, you will always obtain in your life the same, or more of the same, you could say. So it is therefore in all the real spiritual traditions of mankind a compulsory practice. That means you can't avoid it. To go into what is called in English a liminal space, that is a space outside of the borders of your usual life, and there, in that space, try to relate to Krishna. I can imagine that not all of you feel just extremely blissful now and so on. Because you might have also seen, you might have a regret. Oh, why was I so rebellious? Why was I so like a cat who doesn't want to go into the water? Although it's good to be in the water. It's clean and it smells better after when one is a cat, after one has taken a bear bath. But there is a version of the cat for purification. Do you know the cats don't like to bathe? We also don't like to be purified. It's the cat's disease. There may be a regret here and there in our heart, But I want to encourage you, don't allow this regret to stay with you for so long. You did the best which you could do at this present moment in your life. Accept your limitations, but continue to remember that there is a great opportunity before you. In the degree in which you take the opportunity, you will actually experience the opportunity. So don't regret if you couldn't give for some reason or another. Maybe there was also physical ailments or physical limitations. All what you wanted to give or what you could have given, just make a firm vow in your mind to come to the next retreat and try again. Best in Vrindavan. Yes, I want to repeat this. The two retreats are coming up now outside of Moscow. That is in, wait a minute, July. There will be a 4 days retreat, no, 5 days retreat in Moscow, which I think will be quite something, because the Russian heart is a religious heart. You know, and you can drive Russian devotees a little bit harder than European devotees, because they're just the way they're constructed. Not so rebellious. So that is the next one coming up. But then, my dear devotees, we will go to the kingdom of Radha, which you have visited yesterday in your mind when you did your own Vashana Parikrama. We will go to the queen herself, the queen of bhakti, and we will request in a surrendered mood her mercy for our chanting. That our Prashanta, whom I will request to announce our retreat work in India, because she is the main force behind it, the manager force, and also conceptually she is there. She will talk tomorrow. She doesn't know this as of yet, but you have time to prepare. Just introduce the two retreats to the devotees. So yes. Come to the next retreat, or even better, start retreat phase 2 immediately when you go home. For this project, we have presented a book. Our team has worked very hard to finish this book. It was finished just one day before the retreat on the Japa Transformation Workshop. Japa Transformation Workbook, it's called. It's outside, it's available, and I was very, 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 very pleased yesterday to meet two nice devotees who have joined us for these last 2 days, and they surprised me. They said, we went through that Japa Transformation Workbook, and we experienced incredible results. We couldn't recognize ourselves any longer in the mirrors. We actually went out and chanted in the nature every day, or I forgot how often, and we followed the path of the saints. Hare Krishna. It is written, this book, to help you to fly independently of our retreats. See these retreats, the way we do it. We don't wish to make you retreat junkies. What is a junkie? A junkie is someone who needs always something from the outside in order to feel well, so to say. He is dependent to the degree of addiction. You should become dependent on Krishna, but you should be able to surrender to Krishna and connect with him without much outside help, you know. Of course, the guru will always be your own spiritual master. Masters will always be there to guide you, and Vaishnavas are there. But what I mean to say, it's not necessary to become a good japa, kirtan person, and kirtan person to come to retreat after retreat. However, it does help to visit different retreats, because you can't expect in one shot to race back to Godhead, you know, like a rocket. You need work, constant work on this. Good. Having said this, I say at the end. We have now a team. I can't be any longer the spaced out Satchinandan Swami, otherwise my team leaves me. I have to say everything at the proper time at Krishna. But I'm very, very grateful that you all came, and more, I'm very, very respectful and appreciative of the work you do, because it's visible. Maybe you can't see it because you are not a lecturer, and you are not outside of you. You are always in between your two ears and underneath your brain, somewhere in the heart area, and you can't see. But there is it's really a transformed atmosphere. It's really very obvious. It's really obvious. Good. Now, our Danuda Swami, you can't believe he levitates because with profound joy. He has given up the law of gravitation from his profound appreciation and of the work which is going on, which you all do. Yes, Krishna. Okay. But now, allow me. Two more lectures you have to survive. These will be the most intense lectures. They will be the most profound lectures. And you will have to listen. I will challenge your understanding severely today and afterwards. Get ready. One last fasten your seatbelts is required. At least in my understanding. But I have learned to understand what I think is heavy, you think is pleasant and polite. And what I think is polite, you think I'm making jokes about you, and you think it's offensive. I have learned this yesterday. So, don't know, but I think it's very important what you hear today. This is a constant negotiation between Gaurahari and myself. What is the right, right note to begin? And he always has another concept than me, and then we always subtly fight.
Tamatava kunya vihadi Deyada Tamatava kunya vihadi Gopi dana vallava giri varadadi Gopi dana vallava Gauri Varadhari.
Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Praja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Shari. Yamuna Tira Vana Shari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihane. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhu Parat, Jaya
Radha, Kanya Bihari Radha, Kanya Bihari Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. Jaya Radha, Kanya Bihari Radha, Kanya Bihari Radha.
Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Gaur. We are reading today. Jai Om Vishnu Bhat Paramahansa Varavaraja Gacharya Ashtato Satasi Simad. His Divine Grace, Silave Charanaravinda, Shila Bhakti Vedanta. Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai. His confounder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Vakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shikaranga. Oh, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. O tongue, who you are always greedy for new tastes, I have something very satisfying for you. Take the name of Radha, which is like the sweet Shikarini, and take the name of Krishna, which is like fresh yogurt. Mix it with the eyes of your affection, the Anuraga, and drink. Drink, drink, Devala Rishi. Don't stop to drink. O tongue, who you are always so greedy for new tastes. This is Raghunath Das Goswami's recommendation. Hare Krishna. So you seem to want more of the drink. This is good. Chanting. What I wanted to say, I just started to chant and then someone started to clap and immediately we were all again back to kirtan. So some taste is awakening. Good. Good. So we will this morning hear a verse from the Bhagavatam spoken by Krishna's mother in an intensely transformative situation. She was in the Grenzbereich. Grenzbereich means liminal space. She was in a prison when she spoke this. It's Oh, it has disappeared, Gurahari. Any? You're sure? It doesn't work. Oh, yes, it came. It came, it came, it came. I better read this. I think I have the verse, but I don't have the purport in my... No, I don't have. So... Now it's somewhere else. I'm so useless. I will with computers. Madhyo. Mrityu. Yala. Pita. Palaya. Madhyo. Mrityu. Yala. Pita. Palayam. Lokan sarvan nibayam nadyagachat. Lokan sarvan nibayam nadyag... I'm not sure. Do we have the right tune? Let me just... one moment. Lokan sarvan... No, it's not the right one. Lokan savani bayam nadya gachat. Lokan savani bayam nadya gachat. Tvat padabhyam prabhya yadritscha yadya. Shushta shite mrityo asmat apaiti. Matyo mrityu vyalabhita palayan. Lokan savan nibayam nadya gachat. Tvat padabhyam prabhya yadritscha yadya. Sustashite mrityo asmada paiti.
Sustashite mrityo asmada paiti.
Matyo mrityo vyalabhita palayan.
Matyo mrityo vyalabhita palayan.
Lokan savan nirvayam nadya gacchat. Tvat padavyam pravya yadritscha yadya. Shushta shite mrityo asmada paiti. Yes, the next one, please. Madhyo mrityu vyalabhita palayan. Lokan savan nirvayam nadya gachat. Tvat padabhyam prabhya yadritscha yadya. Shushta shite mrityo avjata paiti. Maybe one Mataji. It's a little unfamiliar, the tune. I noticed. It's difficult to see. Madhyom Dhyovyala Bita Palayan. Lokan Savani Bayam Najagachat. Padabhyam. Tvatpadram prabhyayadresya. I will help you. Shoshta shete mrityo asmadapaiti. Shoshta shete mrityo asmadapaiti. Martya. The living entities who are sure to die. Mrityuvyalabhitaha. Afraid of the serpent of death. Balayan. Running. As soon as a serpent is seen, everyone runs away, fearing immediate death. Lokan. To the different planets. Saravan. All. Nirvayam. Fearlessness. Na adyagachat. Do not obtain. Tvatpada abjam. Of your lotus feet. Prabhya. Obtaining the shelter. Yadrichchaya. By chance, by the mercy of your lordship and your representative. The spiritual master. Guru Kripa and Krishna Kripa. So Prabhupada here gives a very interesting way of translating a word, and I would like Krishna Sharan, who is a Sanskritist, to take note of this. Yadrichaya, he defines it as Guru Kripa and Krishna Kripa. This is a very interesting. Adya. It's not our Adya, it's differently written. Presently. Sustaha. Being undisturbed and mentally composed. Shete. Are sleeping. Mrityuhu. Death. Asmat. From those persons. Apaiti. Flees. Translation. No one in this material world has become free from the four principles, birth, death, old age, and disease. No one here is free from this. Even by fleeing to various planets. But now that you have appeared, my Lord, death is fleeing in fear of you, and the living entities have obtained shelter at your lotus feet. By your mercy, they are now sleeping in full mental peace. Wonderful. So Devahuti, who was imprisoned by the demoniac king Kamsa, said that in this world there is inescapable trouble which ends in death, but now where you have appeared, trouble is gone. Death has run far away, and now it's possible to sleep in peace. Here's a purport by Srila Prabhupada. There are different categories of living entities, but every one of them is afraid of death. Then he gives many ways in which people try to avoid death and become happy in this troublesome world. He speaks of the karmis with their plan to reach higher planets, and so on, but death gets them even there. The snake follows them, and they are killed even in this planetary world of sheer endless living. Then he says, but if one returns to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yat gatvana nivartante, one need not re-enter the limits of time. Therefore, devotees who have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord can sleep very peacefully with this assurance from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, tyaktva deham puna janma naiti. After giving up the present body, a devotee who has understood Krishna as he is need not return to this material world. Wonderful. The constitutional position for the living entity is eternity. Sharangatako, you are really eternal. Eternal Sharangatako. Every living entity is eternal. But because of having fallen in this material world, one oneness within the universe continually changing from one body to another. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasada Pai Bhakti Latabish. Everyone is wandering up and down within this universe, but one who is sufficiently fortunate comes in contact with Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the spiritual master, and he takes up the path of devotional service. Then one is assured of eternal life with no fear of death. When Krishna appears, everyone is freed from fear of death. Yet Devaki felt, we are still afraid of Kamsa, although you have appeared as our son. She was more or less bewildered as to why this should be so, and she appealed to the Lord to free her and Vasudev from this fear. So, Devaki is still a little bit afraid. I mean, she's a woman in prison, and these are death camps, you know. These prisons of Kamsa, it's known. So she now takes shelter of Krishna. So this connection, it may be noted that the moon is one of the heavenly planets. Now it gets about the moon. Prabhupada makes his moon point. From the Vedic literature, we understand that one who goes to the moon receives a life with a duration of 10,000 years in which to enjoy the fruits of pious activities. If our so-called scientists, now they get it, are going to the moon, why should they come back here? Huh? We must conclude, without a doubt, that they have never gone to the moon. Wonderful. Prabhupada is a preacher. To go to the moon, one must have the qualification of pious activity. Then one may go there and live. If one has gone to the moon, why should he return to this planet where life is of a very short duration? You can see how Prabhupada has so many audiences in mind in this one purport. There's one sentence where he has the Rasika Bhaktas in mind. You know, when he says that, when he talks about Devaki's inner feelings, when she speaks this verse. So, yes. Now let me see. There is some noise here. What is this noise? Can we try it? Yes. Thank you. No, that is all right. That is noiseless light. Light. This was just something is broken there. The intense chanting, you know, and the reverberation. Good. So, I would like to read to you now another translation of this verse, which brings it, terrified by the serpent of death and fleeing to every corner of the cosmos, a mortal is unable to find a single place free from fear. But having reached your lotus feet by the will of providence, Prabhupada says here, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, he rests in peace, O primeval Lord, because even death withdraws from him. In Vasana, I had a friend who is no more. He came from a very aristocratic background, and he took to the life of a sadhu and took a namvrata. That means a vow to chant the holy name from morning till evening, and then he would go in the evening just before sunset to beg for madhukari, that is, to beg something to eat at the house of the Brijbasis. It's in one of these houses where I got to know him and we became friends. He was there for begging and I visited some other friends. And he told me about his path. He had given up everything else, and he had gone in a simple kutia, in a hidden part of the jungle, and just chanted. Now, then, when I came another year, I heard he had died. What had happened is that a snake, which is quite in Vasana, you find many snakes still, had come into his house and lived with him. And he thought, well, I have no right here to say this is my place of residence and chase the snake away. So he lived for many months with that snake. But one day the snake got angry. Maybe there was some problem in the romantic life of the snake, or it got very angry, and it began to attack. And then that sadhu, that selfless sadhu, began to run, and because once a snake is after you, it's these cobras, they are out for kill, and they don't want to kill anyone. They want to kill you. They have registered your case and will go after you. So maybe also he stepped on the tail of the snake. The snake became its enemy, and he tried to escape. But in the morning they found him with a snake bite. He had taken the knife and had cut his flesh, a square like this, out to not be affected by the snake bite, because that's the first thing you have to do when you're bitten by a cobra. If you can do it, I don't think I could do it, but you just have to immediately, before the poison spreads, you have to be faster. The bite comes, this, and you take the knife and you take the meat out. That's the only way to survive. He had tried to do it. So he lived a little longer, and in the morning he told others who found him that I hope I survived, but I was a little late with that action. And he died a few hours later chanting. Cobras are dangerous, Prabhus, and Mataji's. Be careful when you feel very interested to walk in Vrindavan. Stay on the path. Please stay on the path if you don't know what to do when the cobra comes. I think Devala Rishi knows what to do. You have to take a stick, just for you to know, and go under the body of the cobra and throw it very high. And then it gets disoriented, and when it comes down, for a second it doesn't know where you are. Then you beat with a stick and kill it. That's the way to deal with a cobra. Hare Krishna. You can already see this will be a tough lecture. The mood is already getting intense. What will come later? Death is like such a cobra, with the only exception that you cannot save yourself from it, even if you know the knife trick and the stick trick. There's nothing, absolutely nothing, you can do against it. With all your tricks, and there are many tricks available on the market, good medicine, you know, healthy exercise, prana, yoga, chi. In America, they try to, there's a company you can freeze your body in, and when you feel the death is coming, and you know, and then when the medicine is there, they melt you up like a vegetable, you know, and then they give you the medicine. You can make a contract, but even this trick will not work against death. It will get every one of us. The snake of death cannot be avoided even if you flee to every conceivable corner of the cosmos. You will not find a single place which is free from this fear. Now, there are two ways to deal with this. I will tell you the majority way and the minority way, and then you can choose. What I want to express, I will tell you the way in which most people deal with it. Let's forget about it. Really, let's forget about it. It's so bad. It comes when it comes, but for now, let's forget about it. Let me look somewhere else. That's one way to deal with it. 99.9% of the conditioned soul have chosen to deal like this, with this problem. There's another way to deal with this. That is to confront it. Yes, I'm going to die. Our Lalita Madhava has chosen to deal with this like this. He was there at the deathbed of his father, and every day he was there helping his father. And he came afterwards to report, because I'm very interested in these subjects, how it was and what he experienced, his very interesting realizations. We discussed our own mortality, that this will happen to us also. And, you know, I forgot to tell him because I was so moved by his story. But Prabhupada, when he was on his deathbed, he just looked at us and said, don't think this will not happen to you. He just made it very clear. He wanted us to face our mortality, to deal in the second way with this. In fact, he used to quote a verse saying, a wise person, this is from Chanakya Pandit, always keeps death in front of his eyes. Because, don't think this makes you morbid or depressed. No! the opposite is there. Because then you know, whatever stands still, before that, before nothing stands, that's the essence. Let me explain it in simple words. Whatever stands in the face of death, that is what is of true essential value. You can discover your jewels by this meditation. When you think, I'm going to die, it's inescapable, there's no place of safety from death in this universe, it's not possible, what should I do now? This is the question in which our most important scripture, the Bhagavatam, starts. You know, that's the question which gets Shukadev Goswami starting to talk about the beautiful Bhagavatam. Parikshit asks him this question. What should I do now? And then Shukadev Goswami talks to him eternal values. And at the end of the Bhagavatam, Shukadev Goswami says he is no longer afraid of the cobra, apparently. He says, may the snake bird, Takshaka, come and bite. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. He's not afraid of death. He has drunken, he has taken the medicine. He has taken shelter in Krishna Kirtan. We heard yesterday that the Bhagavatam is one Kirtan in the sense of one praise of Krishna. He's no longer afraid of the terrible snake of death. He's no longer afraid. He says, let it come. I only have one desire. Now you think, well, maybe he wants you know, a little morphium before the snake bites so that he doesn't feel it. No, he doesn't. Or a painkiller, you know. I have one. No, none of that. He says, let the talk go on. You know, that's my desire. It's so good. And then he just, we hear that he leaves his body even before the snake bites. That's what we hear in the purports. You know, there's no problem for him any longer. It's solved. The problem, he's eternal. It's solved. That's why Prabhupada, when he was before death, we looked like, oh, it must be so bad. You know, he saw how one of his disciples lost a dhoti from shock when he went into the room. He saw that he's very perceptive. You know, and he said, why are you so reacting so? First thing is you have to understand, we are eternal. My dear devotees, as long as you have fear of death, you have to work. Or as long as you think the solution of death is to not think about it and just divert myself, you have to work. You are not where you can be and where you should be in Krishna consciousness. See, if there is such a... Yes, I don't... Thank you, Gaurari. If there is such a dilemma which comes with our... just being in this world, which you just can't escape, shouldn't you do something now which saves you? What do you feel? Let us say, we here, in this hotel, you know, Sundarananda has found yesterday a terrible secret. In this hotel there is a time bomb. It will explode at 9 o'clock. Terrorists. And he has done the research the whole night. Is it real or is it unreal? And he has found the bomb, but it was so cleverly put that he just can't, wie sagt man, entschärfen? Diffuse it. Do you know what is entschärfen? Diffusen? You somehow do something with a bomb. There's these special people who are not afraid and who know the things, and then they do something with the bomb, and then it can't explode. So Sundarananda tried, but it didn't work, you know. And he comes now into the hall. He comes running and says, "The bomb will explode at 9 o'clock." That's in exactly 21 minutes and 43 and a half seconds, what would we do? We would say, I mean, let's stop the lecture, Sachidananda Swami. No, it's a very important point. You know, it takes only half an hour for you to understand. No, let's stop the lecture, Sachidananda Swami. No, it's a very, very, and you know, there's so many things you don't, also I have to prepare you for the festival, and has group A learned their theater play properly, you know. Let's leave, Sachidananda Swami. So by now it's 1 minute to 9 o'clock. No, please, Prabhu. What would you do? You would say, I don't care any longer for this fool. You know, and you would solve the dilemma. It's simple. You would run out here. Most probably, only Jai Gopal would wait before 9 o'clock. Because he is the greatest face. I shouldn't do this. I'm joking. I will try to joke, but it's not a good joke. I understand. Because it's so serious. The moment we know there's an inescapable problem, we have to solve it. If it's possible. So here is one way to solve it. It's called Sharanagati. Taking shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. I want to now... This day is called Welcoming the Divine Gift. We have learned to align ourselves, to become aware of our sambandha. We have learned to contemplate about seva. We have learned that bhava, or opening the heart to Krishna, and as Jiva Goswami defines it, accepting Krishna's name and form is important. Today we will hear about welcoming the divine gift, that is Krishna's mercy and Guru's mercy, Guru Kripa and Krishna Kripa. Yeah? That is possible when you build a container for that gift. And this container is the mood of surrender. You will hear how this is so soon in this lecture. We've heard about so many different steps now, and so many different techniques, my dear devotees. But bhakti ultimately is a gift of Krishna. This means that no technique can give you bhakti, only Krishna can give you bhakti. Now, if Krishna can only give us this most valuable gift of bhakti, of Krishna consciousness, of taking shelter, we have to ask the question, how can I get it? Is there something which could move the Lord to give us the gift of bhakti? This question we have to ask. If there is something which you want to have very much, some of us are nectar hunters, and they know there is some nectar, and they know they have to somehow get it, and they have to move the person who owns the nectar by, you know, maybe like an unpublished manuscript of an unpublished Vaishnava Granta. They know, well, I have to move the heart of this person. I have to serve him. I have to show him that I am really a worthy candidate. And I have to maybe offer something in return, up to 10,000 euros, and to get this nectar. And a true nectar hunter, who knows, I need this nectar, will not stop before he has it. He makes plans, long-ranging plans. Okay, at this moment he will not give it, but I will work. I make a strategy for 5 years now, and at the end of 5 years, and it always works when you know how to do that. So, how do you get the nectar of Krishna consciousness? Is there something which moves Krishna's heart? And the Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a verse where he gives us the secret. He says, he asks the question, whose prayers does Krishna hear and answer? And he gives the answer. He only answers the prayers of someone who has turned his face again to him through Sharanagati, taking shelter. He said that Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to teach this in his introductory song of his prayer collection called Sharanagati. And the verse for you is Sat Anga Sharanagati Hoibe. Saranga Sharanagati Hoibe Jahara Tahara Pratana Shune Srinanda Kumara. The prayers of one who submits unconditionally to the path of Sharanagati are heard by Srinanda Kumar Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to teach this path to the conditioned souls. In other words, when Krishna sees that you are walking on the path of Sharanagati, of taking shelter at his lotus feet, at that time Krishna will turn towards you and will understand, oh, here's a person, he tries to seek my shelter. I will give it. I have promised this in the scriptures. He is the candidate. So if you want bhakti, he is the candidate for bhakti. So if you want bhakti from Krishna, you must practice Sharanagati. I do not have the time in this lecture to explain to you the different limbs of Sharanagati. But you can do this on your own. You are very intelligent devotees. There is a little booklet out, Sharanagati by Bhaktivinod Thakur. It is something which we you can send us, our team, if you don't have it. We have it, a very nice English translation and a very practical foreword, how to practice the book, and you can write us and we can send it to you. What is important for me is to deal with fear. The only path is given by our Devaki, that is to surrender to Krishna. She says, the only place which is where I'm sure that the death will not strike me, that the problem will not strike me, is surrender. Now, because I know that many of you are very sincere devotees, but maybe some of you are avoiding this question. You're not just not thinking that you will be you are also in the category of death. I will address the second category, those who prefer to not think about death. My dear devotees, you know, every one of us knows that everything we try here is wasted, but we have pressed this knowledge into our subconscious area, and therefore we don't have any fear of death any longer. We are not aware any longer. It's something we are not aware of it. We don't think of death, that we will die. I can imagine no one of you here during the retreat has thought very much about death. No time to think about it. There were so many other things. And when you leave this, I think many of you will not think about this fear. However, my dear devotees, if you suppress something, this doesn't go. If you suppress a fear, it doesn't go, it resurfaces. And the way it resurfaces in modern man is in insecurity about his life. Lack of confidence. I talk now in psychological terms. Being ill at ease. Not being satisfied anywhere. These are all symptoms of someone who is trembling inside, but he doesn't go to the source of his discomfort in this world. In this retreat, I received a letter saying, I feel so uncomfortable. I don't know where to go in my life. I've tried many things, but I just don't feel the nectar of Krishna consciousness. It's not working. But I'm listening to these lectures which the two of you give, and I'm getting a little faith that maybe I should do something with the holy name. And today I will reveal the secret to you. You should think about the path of surrender, what it means to you. And to be very precise, you should think about surrendering to Krishna in the form which is most accessible. Now I want to turn to Irena and ask her, how do we say in Croatia, most accessible? Could you acoustically hear it? Yes. Most accessible, it means it's easiest to contact Krishna in the form of his holy name. We have talked about this earlier. So you must, if you want to really receive the gift of bhakti, you must surrender to the holy name, Hare Krishna. You must chant the holy name in a form of surrender, because it is this and only this which will move Krishna to give you, to answer your prayers and give you bhakti. That's the way to go. That's the only way how we can become free of fear or insecurity, or you could say unwellness, or just not being there. You know, that's the only way to connect. I would like to say, to prove you this. See, Devaki prayed this prayer that only by taking shelter of you, I can solve this problem of material existence, and I can become free from this fear which she had. She was in high security prison. There was normally no escape. We know that Kamsa, the most powerful demon of the world, who was more than Hitler and Stalin's times, had made sure that Devaki and Vasudev would not escape. And she was afraid. She was a woman. She was a princess. She was very, very educated, very aristocratic, and therefore super sensitive. She was afraid. Kamsa had killed already, before the eyes of the mother, the children. Can you imagine what that means for a mother, to kill the children before the eyes, several times? She was afraid. She was so afraid. You can't imagine. And now Krishna had come. And she was praying, oh, such a good devotee. Oh, you have come now, and you are the only shelter of those who suffer from fear. I know that, but to be very honest, in my heart, I'm still afraid. What will happen with you? The demon has killed like this. The first idea she had is, you are like a baby, and my brother will see you, a baby, and then he will kill you. Can't you just change your form and make something, you know, that you don't look like a baby? Maybe he will not kill you then. Then Lord Krishna smiled, little baby smiled, and went Vishnu. Wong. But Devaki was still afraid. She's a mother. You know, she was not thinking, God, he can defend himself without his mother. You know. Kamsa was so fearful. I heard in one description when he raised his eyebrow in displeasure, everyone was trembling because he would behead people. He was a demon, you can't believe it. And he was ferocious. There was no limit to his demoniac taste. In fact, he was the son of a demon also. He was really intense. He was one of those whose name cannot be spoken in public. If you know what I mean. Now, Kamsa, the personification of fear, had two wives who represented two doubts. The first wife was Asti, the second wife was Prapti. The first doubt means, is there really a God? Do you sometimes have this question? Is there a God? I think most of you don't have this question any longer after the Kirtan retreat, because you have felt